Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Right, we wanted to understand what are the things to do when you get into an accident. Eugene Herbert is a chief executive of Master Drive. Good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you?
Morning. I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Excellent. Thank you. So what are the most important things to do when you get into an accident?
I'm going to address that now, but if I can just ask the question, what do you think is the difference between a crash and an accident? And please, I'm not going to embarrass you by...
No, it's actually it's an important one, and I don't know the answer. Yeah. Because we often see that on the traffic report, and they talk about crash. There's a crash here and a crash there. But I don't know the difference.
Okay, so I think what we have done, and please, I don't critique anybody who uses the words interchangeably, because to many of us, we talk about a fender bender as an accident. But in truth, something that we could have done, if there is anything that we could have done different that would have changed the outcome in some way or other, is no longer an accident. An engine falling off a plane in the sky and dropping on your car, that's something you had no control over. But typically, our driving and the drivers and other drivers contribute to what is called a crash. So when we put it bluntly like that, then it doesn't sound like we're escaping guilt, as it were. So we've taken to using the word crash more often than not, because that is a good indication of where we stand with regard to what's happening on our roads. But let's talk to the subject that you wanted to. You know, the one thing, and please bear in mind, we try and train people to not be in crashes or accidents, but in reality, you probably will be in one at some time or other. Now, if you've been a good driver most of your life, the time that it does happen, it's a bit of a shock to you. So what we do need to do, and that's why we offer this advice to people, just be prepared mentally that in the event of a crash or an accident, you do certain things. Now, the one thing that you will have noticed, and I'm sure it's as much of a peeve to you as it is to me, when there is an incident on the road, our law enforcement authorities pitch up en masse and everything comes to a grinding halt. They're parking 10 lanes across the road. The people on the other side are rubbernecking, etc. So for me, it's really a pain. But the one thing that we must make sure that if we're involved in an accident or a crash, firstly, we don't have the right to run away and think, oh no, it's fine, it was just an incident. We need to stop. But here is the point. If there is nobody injured, and after you've taken a note and photographs, et cetera, you are allowed to move the vehicle off the road, because that is what creates congestion for early morning traffic or in the afternoon. So provided there is no injury, we can do that. You know, some drivers you will get to, no, the police must come first. No, true, we will call the police, but you know, sometimes they take a fair amount of time to get there. So if it's safe, move the car, and that's when we start exchanging details. And you know, the one thing that we have today that makes an incident such as this more manageable, everybody's got a mobile phone. So take photographs of the situation, the other vehicle's registration plates. A good idea is to take front and back, because I'm sure you've seen some people have different number plates front and back. And then the license disc. If the other person is in a position to show you their license, please take a photograph of that, because you're going to need it to process your insurance. And yeah, take pictures of your own vehicle, but it's your vehicle, so in all likelihood, you're going to have that around. Now, one of the challenges that we've always found, and I'm sure you've seen this, people come up to you, yeah, now I saw what happened. Here's my details. You try and get them on the phone afterwards. It's almost impossible. So our phones have got a recording capacity. Just say, would you mind if I just make a recording? Your name is John Smith. This is my contact details. And this, I saw this vehicle and that, etc. You know how many times it saves us trouble of having to fight other people, etc. But in the article we shared, the one thing I'm sure that you'll notice, don't admit guilt. You know, sometimes we're so ready because we want to be nice people. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
I shouldn't have done that. So what should you do?
Look, firstly, there's no reason why we can't commiserate. Are you okay? Is there anything I can do? here are my details, or here's my business card. But the last thing you want to do, because remember, what may appear to you as being your fault could in actual fact be something else. You thought you were in the wrong when you hit the car in the intersection, but the other person went through on amber, for example. Now, that's not your fault, but leave that to the insurance company or the lawyers or whatever it is to fight it out. And also remember what we've seen today, and I was speaking to the Insurance Association. They estimate, I think it's over 50%, maybe even 65% of cars are uninsured. Wow. So there's a good possibility that the person riding into you may not have insurance. So, that's not so good, eh? But that's not your problem. That's your insurer's problem. Go through all the details. And of course, remember, we need to report it to the police within 24 hours. Also, let's be aware of the fact that your insurance may also require you, if at all possible, to report the incident within 24 hours so that you can process the claim.
Just to be clear, all this changes if somebody is injured. Is that right?
Yes. Look, not the exchanging of details.
No, of course.
That's another one. But in terms of moving this.
When
if somebody is injured, you know, sometimes we want to get in there and help them. But we really need to be very cautious, because what happens if that person's got a back injury and we go in there and we whip them out the car, etc.? So provided there's no other life-threatening situation that may occur, and the obviously the professional paramedics will give their comments on it, but we also don't have the right to interfere with the person. We can't just start rendering what we call first aid or something if we don't have the qualifications. We need the person's permission to do something. So here's the type of advice. If the person, if there's an injury, let's assess it. We will, of course, have called the authorities, law enforcement, ambulance, or whatever it is. And provided there's no other danger to the individual, such as, for example, there's a fire, we're not going to leave the person in the car because we're concerned that they may have an injury. But that obviously is an exception. We don't see many vehicles bursting into flames after an accident or a crash.
And that is some very, very sound advice. Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive of Master Drive. What should you do when involved in a car crash, and why it is important not to admit fault? Just as a matter of interest, here at High FM, we use the word crash because crash is not emotive in language. An accident is emotive language. Crash is neutral. That is why we use the word crash rather than accident. It is 8:26. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.